They are not.
Okay.
All right,
You got a
recording.
quorum, right?
Yeah, we got our four. We have a quorum. So this is a meeting of the Danville Development Review Board. 07 May 2025. We have permit 2025-16 tonight, a waiver hearing for Jim and Ashley Morris. I am the chair, Brian Henderson, Mickey Bullock, Wes Standish, and Larry Rossi. Sorry.
How's it going, Brian?
Getting old, you know? It's just things are harder than they used to be.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. So this is 56 La Pearl Drive in West Danville. Zoning district is MDR2, and it's in the Shoreland Overlay District, which doesn't really apply here. Applicant seeks a waiver for a 26-foot setback versus a 35-foot setback to construct a roof over the existing patio and stairwell. This was warned 18 April. Hearing date is 07 May, which is today. Any conflict of interest with the board? Probably not, right?
I have a letter from Dave. I don't know if you guys want it.
No, we can attach it to the file.
Yeah.
So why not?
That's his neighbor.
Yeah, I figured you mentioned that.
He had no problem.
No,
yeah.
No.
Okay.
Yeah. We're looking for it. So the applicable bylaws are section 304, page 17, waivers, and section 515, page 47, medium density residential 2. And again, that's the page numbers are based on the new bylaws, which changed a bit. They sort of restructured that, and we do have a couple more amendments coming up with some issues we have. So finding of facts. Minimum setback is 35 feet, according to MDR2, and we're looking for a waiver for 26 feet or whatever I said before. 26 feet. So I don't particularly have any questions or discussions. Anybody else?
It's going over an existing deck?
On that side, yeah, there's an existing gazebo.
Okay, yeah.
So I'm looking to actually attach it so it's. You don't have to take it down each year. Stay covered.
So this part right here is new, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep. Yeah. And just I want to make sure that I put in there over my stairs. I just wanted to put a roof.
Right.
Too.
Yeah. We saw that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the opposite side.
This is an existing concrete pad.
Yeah.
And then this is the existing patio out here.
Right.
What I'm looking to do is tie it together and have it just one covered porch.
Okay.
All right. I looked at the image there and it looked like it was all concrete.
Sorry. Got to figure it out.
All right. Any other discussion issues or anything else?
I don't know. But if it's something new, I need to. Or
I think so.
Okay.
At least find out whether you need a permit.
Right, you got to run it by them.
Okay. Yep. Definitely.
I don't think there'd be an issue because there's nothing. He's not really adding any more impervious soils there.
But aren't you? You're putting a roof on.
Correct.
Right, but the impervious on that lot size was something like 34,000 square feet.
Right.
At 20%. So.
It's not so much our formula. It's just the state. If you get like 500 square feet or more, they may ask it.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was 990 something in new coverage.
I'd mention that.
Okay.
That's about it.
What might they do there? They might have like a drip trench on it.
What's that?
A little drip trench, like a.
Yeah?
Maybe, yeah. For the collect the water that sheds off of it.
Okay.
Are you thinking about putting gutters on or anything?
Cool.
But that's up to the state, not us.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't. Right, like Brian said, it doesn't come.
Well under the 20%, so.
So just so I know, can I?
110 feet from the lake.
You might just want to check with them, so.
Yeah.
You don't get down the line. Somebody comes up and says, "Hey, you didn't do this."
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah.
So I'm asked to just I tell them what I'm trying to do. And it's
I'll send you the contact.
You'll send me everything? Okay, awesome.
Thank you. Will you send me the info about the 20%?
Well, the 20%
what they were saying.
That's
I don't
even want to.
The 20% is the impermeable dictated by our bylaws and by the state also. Oh, yeah. But based on your lot size of almost 4 acres, the 20% of that is 34,000 square feet.
I see what you're saying.
So that's not an issue at all.
Okay. That's what you guys
say. If it's 500 square feet, then they take jurisdiction. Additionally, you have some offsets because of adding.
Yep.
You want to do a
A
motion?
Yeah.
I make a motion that we accept this as written.
I'll second it. Any objection?
Nope.
Motion passes, and you need to follow with the state.
Yep.
Easy as that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Make it quick and easy tonight.
Yeah.
Well, some aren't quite so easy. Well, that 4 acres makes a big difference.
That makes a huge difference, yeah. Otherwise, it's a pain in the ass. So, but again, you need to check with the state and see what they have to say about if they have any concerns. And again, they may be curious about runoff. And like Wes said,
you might want just, like he said, a trench or
something
on the perimeter.
Intercept that or whatever.
Yep. Yeah, it's just a drip trench, like right under the roof line. They might have you do like a 1x1 gravel fill. So dig out foot by foot of the soil.
Yep.
Put some clean gravel,
put some clean stone.
And most of the time, that's what you do, anyways.
So. Yeah, exactly. That's what we had that gentleman here a month or two ago.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of figured I'd probably put flowers or something.
It just takes care of the water off the roof, so you don't have it splashing.
Yeah, that way it's not splashing up, and it can rut out the area.
Okay.
Especially the way it rains now.
Yeah. No kidding, right?
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
After the last week or so.
Yeah.
Friday, hold on. Friday's a big day.
Is it?
Yeah, it's supposed to have a lot of rain Friday, like an inch and a half around here.
Oh, really? I missed that. Yeah. Great.
Yeah.
Wonderful. All right. Motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Let's go. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah. Nice and quick.